Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Willie Randolph. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The DH, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Oscar Gamble. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dave Revering. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Dave Collins. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Dave Righetti. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting second. The first baseman, Enos Cabell. Batting third. The DH, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Walkenfuss. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Walkenfuss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble takes first base on ball 4. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball 4. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards first. Revering scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Walkenfuss for the out. Herndon moves to second. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herndon scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Righetti. Brookins moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brookins. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Brookins steals third. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brookins scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning three, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Randolph hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 1 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Herndon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigetti fires to first and picks off Herndon. One out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a line drive into center field. Mumphrey picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Mumphrey. Wackenfuss moves to third. Wilson moves to second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops it up and throws to first, with Petrie covering, for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 0-for-1 in the game. Revering hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-1 in the game. Smalley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-2 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into left field. Collins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0-for-2 in the game. Cabell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Righetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. Two outs. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 0-for-2 in the game. Randolph hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Randolph reaches second base with a double. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Randolph. The throw from Wackenfuss and he is safe. Randolph steals third. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-for-2 in the game. Mumphrey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brookins takes first base on ball 4. Wackenfuss moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gamble hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Revering takes first base on ball 4. Gamble moves to second. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it, throws to second, with Trammell covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Gamble moves to third. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 2 in the game. Smalley takes first base on ball 4. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Shane Raleigh now pitching. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Trammell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 3 in the game. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Enos Cabell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cabell is 0 for 3 in the game. Cabell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Whitaker moves to third. It's 3-0, Tigers. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Raleigh has Whitaker trapped. There's the throw to Cerrone and over to Nettles, who tags Whitaker for the out. Cabell moves to third. Gibson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cabell scores. Gibson moves to third. It's 4-0, Tigers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randolph scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Elias Sosa now pitching. Dave Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 2 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cabell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Collins for the out. One out. Willie Randolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randolph is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Randolph hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Raleigh fields it and throws to first for the out. Brookins moves to second. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trammell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Collins. Trammell reaches second base with a double. Brookins scores. It's 5-0, Tigers. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trammell moves to third. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-4 in the game. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Oscar Gamble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gamble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gamble hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Revering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Revering is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Revering hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Revering reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-3 in the game. Nettles hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Smalley hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-2, Tigers. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-3 in the game. Cerrone hits a fly ball into left field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.